Questions and answers. What kind of Christmas are you dreaming of? Should you be dreaming of it? Question. Does the Bible give any guidelines as to the specific worship or activities Christians should employ to observe the Christmas holiday? Answer. Many are surprised to learn that there is neither biblical command nor example for Christians to commemorate the anniversary of Jesus Christ's birth. Not once does Scripture record a birthday celebration for or by Jesus Christ. Some wrongly assume that Matthew 2, verses 1 and 2 is the first occasion of Christmas gift-giving, but in fact the wise men were paying homage to the King of the Jews, already a young child, not giving birthday gifts to a newborn infant. Read verse 11. It is instructive to note that the only birthday parties we find in the Scripture are associated with unpleasant events. In Matthew 14, for example, King Herod's birthday gift was the decapitated head of John the Baptist. Even as late as 245 AD, the noted scholar Origen, quote, repudiated as sinful the very idea of keeping the birthday of Christ, end quote. That's from the Encyclopedia Britannica, 11th edition. Scripture does, however, give us some hints about the date of Christ's birth, telling us that he was born when there were shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Luke 2, verse 8. During the cold Judean winters, shepherds slept indoors. We also read that while Zacharias was serving at the temple in the division of Abijah, an angel appeared to him and announced that he would have a son, John the Baptist. Read Luke 1, verses 5 through 25 and verses 57 and 58. The division of Abijah was the eighth to serve each year, and by calculating the dates forward, we find that John the Baptist was born near Passover in the spring, and Jesus was born 6 months later. Read Luke 1, verses 24 through 26, which would place his birth in September-October, not on December 25th. Since Scripture does not establish a celebration of Jesus Christ's birthday and makes it clear that he could not have been born on December 25th, how did the custom of December 25th Christmas originate? In Rome, December 25th was the date of the Saturnalia. It was also a holy day, quote-unquote, for worshippers of Mithra and Sol Invictus. As pagan converts changed the original teachings of Christianity to suit their own habits, they continued to observe a December 25th holiday, merely changing their object of worship. But is there anything wrong with Christianizing the world's custom of birthday celebrations and applying it to our Savior? Scripture explains that we cannot worship the true God by abandoning His ways in favor of customs used in the worship of false gods. Read Deuteronomy 12, verses 30 through 32. Notice, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. For the customs of the people are vain, for one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workmen with the axe. They deck it with silver and with gold. They fasten it with nails and with hammers, that it move not. Jeremiah 10, verses 2 through 4. The King James Version. God's people should not adopt heathen customs, such as the custom described in these verses of decorating a tree as part of a celebration. Does that custom remind you of one particular holiday, much beloved by the world? Jesus Christ asked his followers in Luke 6, verse 46, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things which I say?" In a world that becomes obsessed with Christmas festivities, it may be tempting to take part in what may seem like an innocent celebration, and it may be socially awkward to refuse. But, as Christians, we must refuse. Instead, we should follow Jesus Christ's example and observe the actual holy days that God gave His people, which portray His plan of salvation for humanity. To learn more about these holy days, please write for our free copy of our booklet, The Holy Days, God's Master Plan. Also request your free booklet, Satan's Counterfeit Christianity. You can order from the tomorrowsworld.org website or by contacting the regional office nearest you. All of our literature is absolutely free of charge and available on audio CD upon your special request.